The Electronic Frontier Foundation is an advocate for civil liberty issues on the Internet. Senior staff attorney Lee Tien says the Cyberspace Security Enhancement Bill, passed as part of the Homeland Security Bill, presents problems. For one, a court order isn't needed to get an Internet service provider to turn over private emails to a government official who wants them. The only requirement is reason to believe there's risk of death or injury to someone, and even then a judge isn't needed to determine the risk is real. Tien says that leaves open the possibility of abuse. He says there's a history of abuse of the power of secret surveillance.
You know, J. Edgar Hoover spent a lot of FBI resources trying to harass and discredit Martin Luther King. The NSA and the CIA opened a lot of people's mail, you know, read a lot of telegrams, all that kind of stuff, while they weren't being watched when nobody was really watching them very carefully.
U.S. Senator Russ Feingold voted against the Homeland Security Bill because of this and other provisions, he says, weaken privacy safeguards. He says fighting terrorism is a top priority, but he says there's no reason to intrude into people's privacy when it's not related to terrorism.
I'm very concerned. You put this together with the USA Patriot Act, and we may basically be able to say that a good chunk of the Bill of Rights has been thrown out the window.
In addition to the ability to get emails and track where someone has been on the Internet without a warrant, Tien says anyone in government could use the power. He says potentially a mayor or school principal could access information. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.